Mondays, conspiracies.
Now at the moment, Seamus, so many people are taking to the cinemas to watch that movie Annabelle, which is basically based on a haunted doll.
What did you do? I let her out.
Who? Annabelle.
I'm sorry. What else did you touch?
Can I play with Annabelle?
Huh.
I think you have the wrong house. There's no Annabelle here.
Yes, she is.
No, thank you. You messaged me this morning saying, hey, Seamus, can you please get a grab from Annabelle? And I reluctantly had to watch
it. Because I didn't want to do it because I didn't want to watch it, especially considering I spent the last 24 hours digging into this story and it has freaked the hell out of me. So Annabelle is a real doll. She currently sits in a museum in upstate New York. She has been there for a very long time. How did she get there? Let's take it back.
All right.
To 1970. So a mother purchased a Raggedy Ann doll from an antique hobby store. The doll had been a birthday present for her daughter, Donna. Which this is a bit weird. Donna was graduating with a nursing degree. So Donna was older, but she thought it was cute. She kind of gave it to her as a present. Wasn't too long until weird stuff started happening, like the doll would move around the house all the time. The girls started having very vivid and very scary dreams. There was a point in time where they come home and there was blood around the doll.
Oh my gosh.
There were notes written around the house basically telling them to get out.
How was her handwriting, the doll's handwriting? I can't imagine it would be good.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, she has got fingers.
She's got no dexterity.
Anyway, it got to a point where they were really freaked out. And so then their friend Lou, who had heard all the stories of the doll, was like, you know what? Let's do a bit more digging into this. And they found that Annabelle was a girl that used to live on that property and tragically passed away. So the spirit of this Annabelle girl had inhibited this doll.
What? But why is this little Annabelle such a little bitch?
I don't know. She obviously had a bad time.
Oh, I don't like
But then
her.
They bring in a couple called Ed and Lorraine Warren. Now, back in the day, in the 70s, they were it. They were paranormal investigators. So they went along to the house, they witnessed everything, and within a couple of days they said, this doll is possessed. So then they brought in a guy called Father Cook. He was a priest, and he was like, I'm going to perform an exorcism on this doll.
It's a ridiculous name, but keep going.
Yeah. Anyway, he did the exorcism on the doll, which I would have paid money to watch that because that would have been hilarious to see. So a couple of days goes past. The weird stuff keeps happening. It amplifies. So then Ed and Lorraine Warren decide, you know what? We're going to take the doll and we're going to keep it safe from the public because it's still possessed.
That is the stupidest thing. Why? Just burn it. Burn the whole house, burn everything and run away.
So they take the doll, they put it in a special glass case where Annabelle still sits to this day in their museum in upstate New York. But the doll still is doing weird things. So in the museum, apparently there was a guy there who was visiting with his girlfriend and was banging on the case and was like, I don't believe in it. It's just a doll.
What happened to her?
Him.
What happened to him?
Died in a motorcycle accident moments after leaving the museum. Anyone going along to see Annabelle this weekend?
Not me.